There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Junction presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Time now to say good morning to Dave Richards, CBS Sports fantasy football expert. There are three ways to link up with Dave Richard and his fantasy football advice. On X, at Dave Richard, live on YouTube every morning by searching for Fantasy Football Today. And three times per week on Fantasy Football Today on CBS Sports Network. Check your local listings. Hello, Dave. Welcome to week 10 of the NFL season. We're in double digits now. Now it's getting serious.
Yeah. It is getting serious. And I have two public service announcements for everybody out there. Number one, trade your mid-round draft picks for star cornerbacks, not for bust wide receivers. Just a little tip to, you know, Commanders and Cowboys out there. And then number two, bye weeks are in full swing. We've got four teams on bye this week. Go take a look at your roster and see how many players are on bye in weeks 12 or 14. Those are when six teams are on bye. And if you've got a team that's fighting for a playoff spot and you have a bunch of dudes that are sitting out one of those 2 weeks, 12 or 14, you're going to need to start making some moves so that you can survive those weeks. Week 14, the last week of the fantasy regular season.
Yep.
You might want to have your best lineup possible for that week if you're fighting for a playoff spot.
Dave, you're hitting me right in the feels, right where I live, because Jaden Daniels from the Commanders is on bye in week 14.
Ooh.
Critical week.
Who's your backup?
I don't have one.
Oh.
Ooh. It's Jaden or bust.
Yeah,
I ride or die with Jaden.
Yeah, listen, I get it, and a lot of people are doing that, but you're going to need to pick up somebody. And so the question is, at what point do you go and pick up that backup quarterback? I would say this. If there's a – like, let's just say Matthew Stafford is still somehow on your waiver wire.
Yeah.
Or even somebody who, like, it doesn't have the same type of upside, but we've seen them play. They've put up some good numbers. Russell Wilson, Drake May, Aaron Rodgers. Like, if those guys are out there and they're good – I'd pick them up now and carry them now all the way through until week 14. That's in the case of you. You've got Jaden Daniels. Lamar Jackson has the same bye week as Daniels, so you know, no one's playing football in Maryland in week 14. The better the quarterback that could be your backup, the more likely you should add him now and not week 13.
Hey, Dave, when do people punt their lottery ticket RB stashes? Because I keep hearing every week, you got to carry Blake Corum because if Kyron Williams goes down, then you've got a league winner. Or you got to have Braylon Allen on your team because if Breece Hall gets injured, then you've got a 20-carry a guy per week. And that's great in theory, but if those guys don't get hurt or their roles don't change, then I've just got guys clogging my roster that aren't really productive. You know what I mean?
Absolutely, I know what you mean. And so what you need to do in that case, first of all of those backup running backs, They're droppable, but it doesn't mean you should drop them.
Right.
Now, there's going to come a point, and it might be week 12 or week 14 when there are so many players that are on bye, where you need roster space. And those running backs are going to be the first guys that you turn to and say, man, I'd really like to carry Blake Corum. I know what his potential is if Kyron Williams goes down, but I need a wide receiver or I need a tight end this week. I need a DST this week. And you'll drop those types of players to pick up somebody that you have to start in those weeks. The counter to that is if I'm, let's say I'm 7-2 or better, and I've got Kyron Williams, I want Blake Corum on my bench. That's called playoff proofing your roster. Now, it doesn't work that way with every single running back. Like, who's the backup running back in New Orleans? There's nobody that you would take. It's probably Taysom Hill,
right,
who you can't start at running back. So, like, if you've got Alvin Kamara, the backup isn't going to help you. Derrick Henry, there's no one in the world like Derrick Henry. If he goes down for Baltimore, Keaton Mitchell, he's not going to do what Derrick Henry does. You're kind of stuck in that regard. So I feel like it depends on the backup, but you could ask me about any backup in the league. Some of them are decent one-to-one replacements for the starter. The Rams are a perfect example. I would say Braylon Allen with the Jets is another perfect example. Two guys that I would like to have, if the starter in front of them is a key contributor to my fantasy team, I'd want to carry them pretty much from here on out if I could help it.
Do you think McCaffrey's going to go?
I do. There are reports that he looks okay in practice. John Lynch said this week that as long as he can handle the practice workload, they'll give him his normal workload. I'm a little skeptical that he'll see 23 touches or whatever he normally gets from week to week. But as long as he makes it through practice and he seems fine, you're talking about a guy who has been awesome for fantasy, gets a ton of touches, makes defenders miss, has speed, has hands, and has fresh legs. He hasn't taken a hit.
Mm-mm.
He hasn't really dealt with the wear and tear of being in the NFL, and he's joining the fray in week 10. This is like drawing number 30 in the Royal Rumble, because everybody else in the Royal Rumble, they've been in that ring for a long time, but you're fresh as a daisy coming out from behind the curtain, and that's what Christian McCaffrey is. So if he's active, I'm starting him. Maybe not with number one running back expectations, but certainly top 10 type of running back expectations.
All right, what are you hearing on Drake London? And if he doesn't go, I have Pittman or Deontay Johnson.
Yeah, those are gross replacements. I would probably I would lean toward Pittman, because I just don't know how much Deontay Johnson's going to play in his second game with the Ravens. But Drake London has been practicing.
Okay.
And I would imagine that he would, if he practices all week, he'll have a good chance to go. And it's another really good matchup for the Falcons.
Gotcha.
All right, very good. Let's go to the phones, 800-636-1067. You can ask Dave all of your lineup questions. We know that you have a bunch of them.
All right, let's go to Pastor Jacques Bristow. Hey, Jacques.
Hey, good morning, friends. How are you guys?
Hello. Good.
Hey, bye week stuff again here, but half PPR league, Jaylen Warren or anybody in the Jacksonville backfield, which has been torturing me all season long.
And it's been torturing Jacksonville all season long, so it's kind of funny how that works out. Jacksonville going up against Minnesota, that's a game where I imagine they'll be playing from behind. That is bad news for Tank Bigsby. And look, I can't tell you with a straight face that Travis Etienne is going to get even 10 touches in the game. It was nerve-wracking that he barely saw any carries last week. And then when the game was in the balance, it was actually a competitive game against Philadelphia. It was D'Ernest Johnson on the field. So it feels like it's an avoid situation for all of those Jaguars running backs. And I can't feel great about Jaylen Warren either, but I guess I'll settle on him in a half PPR over those other guys.
Good luck, Jacques.
All right, there you go, buddy. All right, let's go to David Sterling. David, what's up?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hello, pal.
Two questions real quick here. First, Jaden Daniels or Jalen Hurts?
Hurts is my number one quarterback this week.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, okay, and then I need two out of four. It's PPR. Tyreek Hill, Malik Nabers, Darnell Mooney, or Tank Dell? I don't know about Nico.
It's a good line.
Right.
Good lineup.
And yeah, that's, first of all, great lineup.
Yeah.
As of now, Tank Dell would be the one that I would sit. And I don't know if that would change. Obviously, if Nico Collins comes back, that's going to hurt Tank Dell anyway. So that's probably just where I'd go, is just sit Tank Dell. But awesome receivers, man. Good job.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Good luck.
All right, bud. Let's go to Adam in Burke. Adam, what's up?
Good morning, Junks. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Hello. Good.
Dave, quick question. Call me dumb if I'm thinking about doing this. I'm thinking about playing Mark Andrews, Gesicki, and Taysom Hill all this week.
Ooh, triple tight end.
You must be in bad shape.
But likely isn't going to go.
I could start Eckler. So, I could start Eckler, but I mean, I'm just curious as to with.
Oh, you know,
oh yeah, you're
Dave,
in bad shape.
Following up on that.
That's what I'm saying. If your options are these tight ends and Austin Eckler, and look, Eckler would be better than all of them if we knew that Brian Robinson wasn't going to play, but Robinson's practicing, and I would imagine he's on track. to have a shot to play this week for the Commanders. So that would obviously hurt the value of Austin Ekeler. So if you're telling me you've got three roster spots for those four players, you're going to start Gesicki no matter what. His numbers, when T. Higgins has been off the field, have been amazing. 12.6 PPR points or more each of his last three games without T. Higgins. There's been four of those games. One of them was week one, and that Bengals offense was just totally out of sync. You kind of have to throw that game out. Gesicki, top five fantasy tight end, and you can still find him on the waiver wire in your league. Plus, the Ravens' pass defense, let's face it, it hasn't been great this year. With Taysom Hill and Mark Andrews, they're kind of touchdown reliant. I like Taysom Hill better because he can run for a touchdown, whereas he could catch a touchdown too. So could Andrews, but that's the difference between the two of them. And we know that Saints offense, all beat up. We're not expecting Chris Olave to play. Hill might be the number two running back and the number one target getter for the Saints this week against the Falcons defense that plays a ton of zone. So lots of underneath throws can be there. I do like Hill over Andrews.
And Dave, doesn't Taysom Hill have like crazy splits against Atlanta in his career? Like he just
probably, because he's played against Atlanta just over more than any other team besides obviously the other divisional matchups. Mm-hmm. But I wonder how many of those games he started at quarterback too.
Right.
You kind of have to throw those out because I don't expect him to throw more than like one pass against the Falcons.
Where do you have B-Rob ranked? We didn't see him in the top 25. Was that because
we don't have him ranked yet because we're not sure if he's going to play. So
okay. All right.
That this is a fantasy nerd problem and not necessarily a fantasy manager problem, but let's put it this way. If you've got to make a decision tonight between Chase Brown and Brian Robinson, the safe play is to go with Chase Brown because we know Chase Brown's going to play. The matchup stinks for him, but we know, A, he's going to get a lot of work. He has a chance to score. He has a chance to get four catches. And, B, we just don't know about Brian Robinson, and when it comes to fantasy football, it's always better safe than sorry. But if we knew for sure, like if Dan Quinn comes out today or Cliff Kingsbury comes out today and says, yeah, Brian Robinson's going to go as long as he doesn't have a setback, that would change it a little bit. I'd be much more interested in starting Brian Robinson over Chase Brown just because Robinson, even against the Steelers, I don't think the Steelers' run defense is as good as people make it out to be. We've seen lead running backs get good numbers against the Steelers lately. I would probably lean toward Robinson, but that's if and only if we're like 90% confident that he's going to play.
Dave, our time is running short. That means it's time for the speed round. No stammering, stuttering, small talk, or shaky voice. No dumb questions. No Bluetooth or speakerphones. Drab tells you that every week. And don't disrespect Dave's advice.
All right.
I hope the listeners are ready.
Let's go to Eric. Speed round. Go!
PPR, Debo, Flowers, Kareem Hunt, Tyrone Tracy.
Am I starting one, two, three,
one. Just
four,
one.
Five?
One.
I think I'd go with Flowers.
All right, let's go to George. Speed round, go.
Need one. Taysom Hill, Kyle Pitts, TJ Hockenson.
Pitts.
Let's go to Rick. Speed round, go.
Tyreek Hill or Flowers?
Flowers.
Damn. Think about what you just said.
Well, I know what I just said, but I don't think that Tyreek Hill hasn't had a big game since week one.
Yeah. I know. It's crazy.
Let's go to George. Speed round, go.
No PPR, David Montgomery or Chase Brown?
Montgomery.
Let's go to Fred. Speed round, go.
PPR, Rodgers, Herbert, or Jones?
I kind of like Daniel Jones the best of the three.
Plus,
he might catch a pass. Hey, you never know.
Who were the other two?
No, it's just that
would help him out.
PPR, then quarterbacks. It's just, it's nonsensical.
Okay. I think that's okay, Cakes.
You're the expert. Dave, I defer to you, of course. I would never argue with you.
I guess maybe if you have Bo Nix.
Right. You got an extra point for that in the PPR league.
Yeah,
right.
True.
Let's go to Carlos. Speed round. Go.
CJ or Kirk Cousins?
Cousins.
Yeah, Kirky.
Kirky.
Kirky. My
go
guy.
To Frank. Speed round. Go.
Go Birds.
That's it. Terrible.
Hey, one last one, Dave. If Trevor Lawrence doesn't go, Daniel Jones or Drake May?
Jones.
Okay.
There you have it.
And why would you start Trevor Lawrence over Daniel Jones?
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
So you would start, even if Lawrence is completely healthy, you're still going Jones?
Daniel Jones is taking on,
I know,
you can look at him on paper or on film, the worst defense in the National Football League in the Carolina Panthers. Mm-hmm. And I thought that Daniel Jones actually looked great last week. I thought his offensive line isn't as bad as people are making it out to be. Once he started, it was more of the second half when he looked great. He looked pretty bad in the first half. But what he, you know what he did in the second half? He started to throw to Malik Nabers. That tends to have quarterbacks play better. I think the Giants might put up a big number on Carolina.
Dave, who's better rest of the season, Ramondre or MHJ?
Ramondre or MHJ?
Yeah.
I'm probably going to lean toward Ramondre and non-PPR and Harrison Jr. and full PPR.
Excellent. That is Dave Richard.
Word.
Go seek him out on Twitter at Dave Richard. Thank you.
Thank
we'll
you,
talk
David.
To you again next week.
Thank you, David.
It's nut cutting time, guys. You got to be able to get those wins this week. Good luck.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank
Need
you, buddy.
Need those dubs.
That's a new cliche for me. Right?
Yeah. I like it. I'm not sure what it means, but I like it from
right.
our pal Dave Richard.
Yeah,
like chestnuts or something.
Yeah, I guess. All right. When we come back, we will talk some Washington Capitals hockey. Nick Dowd from the Caps.
Jake has 12 questions for him.
He's going to join us next. Here on The Fan.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.